This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having a great time, loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be, baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be, baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
Come on.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Never gets old, never gets old. Baseball with the Royals, which will be hopefully soon a rendition remake with the old number fives.
I'd like to see that. Hey, if you're looking for some baseball activities, tonight at 6 p.m. at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, free admission. They're going to be sharing some stories of black players in Royals history and have artifacts on hand for show and tell. Guests are going to be able to touch some of the stuff of the artifacts. You're going to be able to hold the World Series trophy from 2015. Free admission tonight. My man Kurt Nelson, Bob Kendrick, all those folks going to be down at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum tonight, celebrating baseball, celebrating the Royals, celebrating everything baseball-wise. So get on down there tonight at 6 o'clock, free and open to the public. Go hold that World Series trophy and then get ready to hold another one this year.
Two of the best when it comes to the almanac of baseball.
No doubt, man.
You can have your Wikipedia. I'll take Kurt Nelson and Bob Kendrick over Wikipedia.
Oh, any day of the week. Any single day of the week, man. They're awesome. Love both of those guys to death. And so tonight should be a lot of fun. If you're looking for some baseball-related activities, get on down there. 6 o'clock tonight at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Good news, bad news for the Royals.
Yeah, a little bit of good news, bad news for the Royals. We start with the good news, right? Isn't that where we always want to start?
Started bad news.
You want to start with the bad news?
I always go bad news.
Okay.
Rip the Band-Aid off and then heal it.
Okay, so we'll start with the bad news on the Kansas City Royals. I was looking at Yahoo yesterday, and they had a list out. And again, these folks study baseball more than all of us do. They had the under 26 power rankings in Major League Baseball, basically ranking every roster of the players of 26 years of age or under. And I'm scrolling through, and I'm looking for the Royals. I'm looking for the Royals. Like, where are the Royals on this list, right? And they come in at number 14 on the list, I believe, is where the Royals were on this list for talent of under 26 years old. And obviously it's led by a guy by the name of Bobby Witt Jr., who's a pretty darn good baseball player, if I do say so myself. And so I'm scrolling through. Where are the Royals? Where are the Royals? All right, there's Bobby Witt Jr. And then this is what they said about the Kansas City Royals when it comes to 26 and under on the roster. And it basically said if it wasn't for Bobby Witt Jr., the Royals would be dead last on this list. They don't have enough talent in their minor league system. They don't have enough young guys that are legitimately good under the age of 26. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, that's a pretty big shot at the Kansas City Royals. Why are they so low, you know, on this list? Why are they so down on this list when it comes to under 26 year old players? And I'm sorry, the organizational talent under 26 years old. And they said if it wasn't for Bobby Witt Jr., the Royals would be dead last in organizational talent. And so I hear that, I read that, I'm like, man, that's kind of harsh criticism of the Royals, but it also got my wheels spinning a little bit. If that's the case, and Yahoo baseball people who look at this game differently than I do, don't believe that there's enough young talent in this system to move forward, that this has to be an all-in year, right? If you're the Kansas City Royals, like, you have to be willing to give up almost anything in your organization in order to get the reinforcements necessary to make sure you win this year. Because if you don't have the talent under 26, and it's Bobby Witt and literally nobody else according to Yahoo, then you need to be all in this year and be willing to make those moves to make this ball club the best that you possibly can. And I do believe the Royals are in that mode. I do believe that they want to go out there, be very transactional, find another bat. The problem happens to be, who are we dancing with at this point in time?
Right, and their prospects, I mean, young kids. You have, obviously, Jack Caglione, number one prospect in your minor league system,
right.
21 years old. Blake Mitchell, a 20-year-old catcher, who a lot of people have a lot of aspirations for, and then Carter Jensen as well. And then Ben Cadorna, the right-handed pitcher in Double-A, who's 21 years old. So you have potential. It's just it's unproven.
Right.
And, you know, to play devil's advocate, let's say Jack Caglione gets called up some point this year and absolutely lives up to his expectations, where a lot of people are starting to give him kind of the mold of a Jim Thome type player, 6'5", 250. Jim Thome, I believe, was 6'4", 250.
Jim Thome, big fan of the show.
Nice.
Fan of the show.
The Tomes. Man, that guy hit some majestic bombs at Costco.
Dude, he's the nice. You'd love Jim Thome.
For
you
sure.
Absolutely love Jim Thome.
Remember that time you hit like a 470-foot shot at Coppin Stadium? That was awesome.
He'd be like, Dusty, let me tell you about that pitch. It came right over the plate. My eyes were so big. I didn't want to ruin the Royals fans' day, but my God, I had a swing and hit that thing into the fountains. That's how nice a guy Jim Thome is.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But I mean, I think you look at those, you know, Carter Jensen, Blake Mitchell, right? Like, I both those guys are catchers. So if you are going to make a move, one of those guys is probably going to get moved.
And Mitchell, I got to talking to some people over the weekend down in Arizona. A lot of people in baseball like Blake Mitchell. A lot of people like Blake Mitchell.
And was it Jensen that got hurt or with the hand injury earlier this spring?
Right.
So, I mean, you have talent, but again, it is a harsh system because baseball nowadays, it seems that guys that get to be the age of like 22 to 26 are like the premier athletes, right? Like you look at, obviously you take away Judge and Otani, but you look at, you know, Eloy Jimenez or I can't think of his name.
De La Cruz.
Yeah. Eloy De La Cruz in Cincinnati, Bobby Witt Jr. Ronald Acuna might be a little bit older than 26. Now he might be like 27, 28, but like those type of players, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Guys get old fast, Dusty. Right. Like you think these guys are young and then you get old and they're like, oh my God, that guy's that old now too.
So it's hard. I mean, it's a tough criticism, but I mean, you know, most of your talent is in year 1 through 4.
I mean, there's only one guy right now on the roster pitcher wise that's 26 and under, and that's Angel Zerpa. He's the only guy that's 26 or under on the roster right now. And you look at their hitters that are under 26, you got Bobby Witt Jr. Obviously, you know, Michael Garcia. I like the fact that he can be kind of now more of a role player. Nelson Velasquez, MJ Melendez, got to be a big year for MJ Melendez right now, and he's got to figure it out this year, and I think he will. There's been a lot, like we talked about for a couple weeks now, a lot of good returns on him. Nick Lofton, another guy.
Cole Reagans is 27.
Yeah,
so
right,
I mean,
right, but they did 26, and I don't know.
Right.
I guess 26 is kind of that age where you start to kind of flip the script over to like when you're supposed to be in your prime. So 26 and under is like not your prime yet. 26 to 30 is kind of like your prime, and then 30 up, you're past your prime, I guess.
So I'm entering my prime. Okay.
You are. Sweet. Yeah, you're your prime right now. Dusty and I have aged out a long time ago of our prime.
I don't think I can play for the Royals, though.
Probably not. Nick Prado's on that list, who could use a change of scenery at some point, I'm sure. And then Drew Waters as well. Those are your kind of young hitters that are at the level right now. You've got your prospects of Cags, Blake Mitchell, Jensen, and Gavin Cross. And then you mentioned some of the pitchers on that list. Noah Cameron, Steven Zoback, and Lewinder Avila.
You just got to stop at that point.
Yeah.
Punt on those names.
So this has to be that all-in year for the Royals, I would imagine. Like, you got to get out there. You got to make those moves, right?
For sure. But you got to have something to move. Like you mentioned, right? Like, Brady Singer got moved because you need a leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to Vern yesterday, sounds like India's got the juice, has the locker room on his side.
Everybody they love him.
So far,
yeah.
Haven't seen a pitch thrown to him in a major league game yet. So far, he's fitting the script of what they wanted.
I'm a huge fan of that move. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, and we were kind of going back and forth, a buddy of mine. He's like, what do you think of the trade? Like, you know, because now everybody's starting to get out of that football mode and we can see baseball starting to come up. I love the Jonathan. I think that's a brilliant move by JJ, man. It fills such a big need and has created depth and has given you the opportunity to move guys around and, you know, give the manager some options and things like that. Like, I really like, and I may be, you know, just too bullish on it, right? But I love that move that the Royals made this offseason.
Was the Royals offseason move to get a leadoff hitter as important as the Chiefs' offseason move to get a left tackle?
Wow, that's an interesting one. I think it's the NFL. It's always more important. It's Patrick Mahomes. But I think it's one in the same.
You have a leadoff hitter to protect Bobby, right?
Right.
And you have a left tackle to protect Patrick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of your superstars.
The Royals went out and got what they needed this offseason.
Might have just cooked something up there.
I kind of like that. Right,
give me the good.
All right, I did. I just gave you the good.
Okay, that's
right. You want the bad?
Oh, I thought you went bad first.
No. Oh, yeah, I did went bad first. I'll go give you the good.
I hope that's not good. I was like, please.
Dude, I was like shaking over here about to get a thanks for listening. I was like, damn it. I was like, I'm pretty sure you did bad.
Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to yourself. No, we didn't do bad. Right.
I was just making sure.
I was like, thank God.
I was like, we both looked at each other. Like, the two kids were like, Please.
Yeah, no.
The good news, we're 19th in Young Prospects.
I'm old. I'm losing brain cells. And then also, I don't even know if this is good news. Good news is Royals fans should be optimistic. So apparently the Athletic has done for the last couple of years this, like, how optimistic are you for your baseball team going into the season? They call it their hope-o-meter going into the season. And this is where last year the Royals come in at number 14th. Going into the season last year, 74.4% of the people who responded to this Athletic survey about optimism for the Royals were optimistic about Kansas City going into the 2024 season. Why on earth would you, as a Royals fan, have been optimistic at this time last year going into the season? Coming off a 106-loss season, you had Bobby Witt. Nobody really knew anything else. You had a couple of veteran guys, but nobody really knew. Almost 75% of the Royals fans surveyed were optimistic about this team going into the season, right? And so the Athletic sends their survey out this year. Are you optimistic? Yes or no? Why? And then you fill it out, right? It ought to be close to 100% this year, I would assume, for Royals optimism, right?
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Because 2023, it was 44.2% of people that were optimistic about the Royals.
It must have been one of the only 43%.
Because Baltimore last year was number one. 98.7% of their fans were optimistic going into the season. They've won 100 and almost 200 games, I think, over the last 2 years combined, right?
Yeah,
they're 190 games. They've been fantastic. They should have that optimism. Do you think Royals fans should be more or less than 98.7% optimistic going into the season? Because I think if you're a Royals fan and you're truly looking at it, everybody better be optimistic going into this season. And if you're an Eeyore and you're not, which some people aren't, and that's fine, what is holding you back from being optimistic about the Royals?
And it better be something about 2025 Royals, not about your, you know, PTSD and your pain that you've felt over the past 30 years. What about this team?
Yeah, and you can weigh in on the Jay Southland Toe Service text line, because if you're not optimistic, I'd like to know, because I am very optimistic. I'm excited, man. Being down there for 2 days and getting ready to go back in a week and a half or so and seeing the spring, the buzz is on, like, I'm just going to say, it was just different from Royal spring training that I've seen before. Superstar catcher, superstar at shortstop. We had a superstar on the mound in Cole Reagans. I'm like, and Vinny at first. I'm like, that's a really nice lineup, man. This is fun. So what's holding you back if you're not going to fill out that form at the Athletic and say you're optimistic about the Royals? What could possibly be holding people back?